down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you had never been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that first exit. That's the Louisville Street exit. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. While it's to the end of the road, you'll find the Capitol Oyster Bar sitting on the river. You'll also pass our new RV park sitting down here where we've got full hookups. You can get down here, spend a weekend or a week with us, and enjoy some good food and some good fun on the river. I tell you, we're going to be closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. We'll open back up Friday at a regular 11 o'clock time and be open all weekend for good entertainment and good time on the river. So come down here hungry. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and shows what music we got coming up. We got some killer shows coming up in January, January the 12th and the 19th. Two back-to-back killer shows. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com, Facebook page. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice. High in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I've talked about on this show before Deuteronomy chapter 28. In the Bible, in God's Word, God tells us what He will do for us if we are His. However, if we leave Him to go to another, He also gives us the curses. in those curses, he talks about us being taken over by people who do not speak our language. And Postman, you were just talking, was it George Washington you were talking about? His vision or his an angel or something showed him.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Both sides visited him, the enemy and the angelic
the good
forces.
Side, yeah.
Yeah, the bad side and the good side.
Dark and light.
The dark side came first. And he described the being as a
is this the green colored thing?
Yeah, it was green. It was green.
I remember that. Okay.
And it was morphing. It was morphing from a humanoid to to what looked like an eagle or a phoenix. It was morphing backwards and forward. In other words, it was shape shifting right in front of it.
Jesus.
And
what did it show him, or what did it tell him?
It told him to go ahead with his plan, across the Delaware, and going in and you know taking the fight
to the British,
and that it would be with them in the fight.
What did it? It was a term he kept calling George Washington. Was it human man or earthling or something?
Listen. No, it was son of man.
Son of man. Listen, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's creepy, but that's in his diary. That's in all kind of different stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and a good angel came to him too and told him that to go ahead with the plan that he was gonna actually bring forward, and and that showed him that America would be attacked three times, and one of them was what he was going through now, and the other one was the Civil War, and the third one it would be attacked from the outside. It would be attacked from all four corners of the nation.
Wow!
It would attack from north, south, east, and west.
And that's kind of where we are right now.
That's an invading
yes.
country or countries.
To me, that verifies Deuteronomy 28.
Even the Canadians, eh?
Hey, they're too lazy. They'd have to just let somebody come in and
yeah, they'd let them come through.
Yeah. And that the angel also said that America would survive it.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm not following that.
And the angel actually showed him the standard that the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And the flag had. Probably had never been made yet. I only think Bessie Ross had got commissioned to actually do that. And who knows when George Washington probably saw it?
He might have
commissioned her to actually make it.
That the exact
like the one
design.
The angel had. Yes,
mm-hmm. That makes sense, Postman.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it seems to me that we're headed towards something like that. And the thing that just blows me away is how our own government is facilitating this. At least that's the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think I am. That's kind of what I'm seeing. All this corruption and stuff. It's like they're looting the country knowing that all of this is going to end soon. So they're just going to get what they can get, thinking they're going to be safe. Maybe they're going to go down in their little deep underground military bases, and they're thinking they're going to survive this, not have to deal with any of this. But according to the book of Revelation, that's not exactly how it's going to go for them. Because, folks, you got to remember, they've been sold a bill of goods. They're listening to the father of all lies. So they bought into his lies, and they're going to find out they've made a big mistake, but it's going to be too late for them. At least that's the way I see it. Biblically, Scripture, that's what Scripture says.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We have a call?
We've got a Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fair to be.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Same to you.
I hope y'all had a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, hey, I had one of them sit downs with my stepson's father-in-law. He's leans towards believing the chemtrails are, you know, we don't know. This is what he said at the dinner table. He said, we don't know what, they're not going to tell us what's in them. But my stepson, he's not a believer, and I don't believe my daughter-in-law is either.
Yeah.
But the conversation was kind of lively, you know, because I found out also that, my stepson's father-in-law also has a son that believes, you know, a lot more of the conspiratorial type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In the family, they have one of us in the family.
Yeah, good. Everybody, every family needs one.
Exactly, exactly. But y'all are doing a great job. You're covering a lot of territory and got a lot of momentum going. There's some good stuff. You know how when you're listening, you're processing and it makes you think, it jogs in your memory other subject matter and other things that, you know, you could bring to the table, but it's just so massive.
Yeah, I know.
It's massive. I was thinking, just a little side note, sidebar here. I don't know if y'all watch the local news, but the gunfire in Montgomery was like a war zone in one of these foreign countries. You know, I mean, I don't know. I can't name it.
I can attest to that. I've heard it. Yeah, I hear it every night.
Mm-hmm. But I would dare to say there was over 100,000 rounds of ammo shot up in the air in Montgomery. Now I might be underrating it or overrating it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But these shot detectors and all these things that they're supposed to be implementing for air quotes our safety. Do you know there was not one arrest made?
How are they going to arrest anybody? All that does is tell them where the gunfire, that there was gunfire, maybe where it came from. But how are they going to find the guy who did it?
Well, they were saying there was less this year than was last year because people didn't call and report it.
Yeah, that's why.
Because they called and reported last year and the year before, and nobody came out and did anything about it. So what's the point in reporting it if nobody's going to get arrested or at least questioned?
Pointless.
Yeah. And they said something about the having fireworks or shooting fireworks would be like a $500 fine. They didn't mention if anybody got caught with fireworks or fine for that. But, you know, my fear is the first time I got one of those bottle rockets and shot it off, a cop car would be riding by my house and it would land right on the front windshield of that cop car.
Yeah, that'd be my luck too, man. Like asking for it.
It never stopped me from shooting them off when I was younger, but as I got older, you know,
discretion's a better part of that.
Yeah,
don't want to go to jail because now you can go to jail.
But I know on New Year's Eve, I was sitting there at the house with my gun ready just in case, but not to celebrate with gunfire.
Well, are y'all on the highest alert you've ever been? I mean, as far as just going up in churches and shooting and just, you know, all these stabbings in these, what are they called? The Jewish synagogues and all this kind of craziness going on in the earth. Are y'all on the highest alert y'all've ever been personally?
Yes.
I'm not on the highest alert. I carry it in my left pocket, and being right-handed, it gives me a little bit of time to think about it before I pull it.
That's true.
You know, because
when it moves to your right pocket, then you're on your highest alert.
Yeah, I'm on high alert when it's in my right pocket.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, just riding around Montgomery ought to put you on high alert. I mean, the way people drive, I mean, they drive like they're, I can't.
That's why it's in the left pocket.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Like they're insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Me either, and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Gotta keep it in my pocket, man.
That's good. Hey, but I've been listening. You know, I've been trying to keep up with the news and everything, and keep up with the what, you know. I heard what's her name for UR-Free TV. She said we don't really know if it was the U.S. or Russia that took out that military leader over there in Iran, but I heard it was one of our military drones.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. That's what I was told by someone who would know, let me put it that way.
But, you know, to me, you know, I know, what's his name, Rand Paul come out and said not a good thing, and this one and that one. But, you know, we didn't elect Rand Paul for the president. We elected Donald Trump. And
that's right.
I say more power to you, brother. Godspeed to you, President Trump. And, you know, I mean, Obama sent him pallets of cash, and Trump sends him, you know, one of those, a Moab or whatever.
I love it.
Well, I mean, we can call it something else. We got to come up with a good name for it, you know. Sure. But Moab, you know, I'm just thinking something that'll take you out. And another thing I say is that guy, Trump sent him to his 70 virgins that are made in the image of Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, that's cool.
Rosie McDonald's made in the image of Kim Jong-un.
And on that note, I'm going to bid y'all a good night and say God bless and keep up the good work.
Same to you, bro. Take care, buddy. Right. See you. All right, we got to hit a break. That was very timely. All right. 3 minute-er.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your family meal or event. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aaliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, in this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. You're listening to a show called Clearing the Air. I started this thing, I don't know, 5.5 years ago. Not because I'm a conspiracy theorist, because I'm a conspiracy victim. I'm infected by what the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease, which is a misnomer. Whatever this is, it is a bioweapon. It's nanotechnology. If you Google Terracer, T-E-R-R-A-C-E-R, apostrophe S, YouTube, you'll find my YouTube channel. And you will find a bunch of videos showing you the nanotechnology that's coming out of me, that's coming out of everybody. It's just I'm one of the few people that's actually looked, because nobody seemingly wants to know. We're sitting here talking about zero-point energy, and what makes me so mad, Postman and Jason, is you've got this cabal of uber-rich, the ones that took control of our energy sources many, many years ago. They're very rich, because energy is the biggest consortium on the planet, trillions of dollars a year. They are not about to give up that prestige and that money. They're not going to give up their status, even if it makes the world a billion times better for everybody. They're not going to give that up because it's greed and it's money. And that just makes me so mad. But that's how it is. We have 0 point available now. We were talking off mic. You know, I've read so many stories of Australian company that had these little beer keg size magnet motors that were stackable. You stack two, you can run your house. You stack one, you can run your electric car. You stack three, you run the neighborhood. They were going to have them ready for production next year, and this was like 7-8 years ago. They've disappeared off the face of the earth. What happens to these companies? They get absorbed, they get bought up, they get shut down because they want them to shut up. Am I wrong?
That's right. That's right. They're actually not going to actually bring zero point energy out until
they figure out a way to get money from it.
To put it in production and to make money off of it. That's
Greed.
The only way. That's the only way fossil fuels will die. And to tell you the truth, folks, zero point energy has been around for more than 1 billion years. You know, and man hadn't been on the planet that long. Only the other people were here, but the Homo sapiens, you know, that you see now, us, we weren't here at the time, and along with that, they've been traveling in space for more than 1 billion years also. You know, it's been around ever since the L was created, ever since the angels were created. It's been there since then.
You know, I watched Lawrence of Arabia, and I love that movie. And there's a line in that movie where he's talking about the Middle East, and he says, I forget the country in the Middle East or the town in that country. He says, you guys had electric lamps when London was blacked out with no electricity, and the Arabs had electricity. Most people don't realize that, how far ahead of us they were. And I believe it's because of who landed there, their progenitors mm-hmm. were.
Progenitors, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that. That is a fact. We have a call?
Yes.
Hey, caller, you're on there.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry. What's going on, man?
I was just listening to the news.
Well, who was it? What was Tesla doing when he was shut down because they couldn't attach meters? Was that the Wycliffe Tower? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember the Wycliffe Tower.
It was J.P. Morgan, I think, that was his financier, and when he found out they couldn't stick a meter on it, they shut it down.
J.P. Morgan, Tesla had the rights to AC, and Tesla gave those rights to George Westinghouse because he didn't want the credit. He just wanted, you know, the stuff to work.
Right. Wanted to make mankind enrich mankind.
And then J.P. Morgan put the screws on Westinghouse and stole the rights to AC from Westinghouse.
Jeez. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really cutthroat back then.
I remember Tesla, I forget who, maybe it was Westinghouse, or maybe, no, it was, who's the guy, Edison? Working with Edison, and Edison was having an issue, and Tesla said, I can fix that, I can make it, da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well, I'll pay you $100,000 if you can do that. And he did it.
It was $50,000.
Was it $50,000? And he did it, but he never paid him the money.
He never paid him.
Yeah, he said, you don't know American humor. I was being humorous.
Wow.
Yeah, screwed him out of his
way. He quit and went on his own then.
That's what I thought, yeah. I knew you're our resident Tesla expert.
Yeah, that's when, he was trying to downplay AC, so Edison went out and electrocuted an elephant in front of everybody, you know, trying to show them how dangerous AC was, and all it really did was just show them how cruel Edison was.
Yeah, I heard he did that with puppies and stuff, too, and was traveling. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's sick. That's sick.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking earlier about George Washington. You know, I had read accounts where, you know, people had seen him in battle and bullets flying all around him and none of them ever hit him, you know, like he couldn't be killed.
Wow.
That's because something was fighting right alongside him that we couldn't see.
Yeah.
And that actually happened. Why do you think Alexander the Great won so many campaigns?
Because he believed he was immortal.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, there was something fighting right alongside him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A little extra help.
Yeah.
It's funny I'll say that because have you seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge?
I did.
That guy, Doss. They interviewed one of the Japanese soldiers after the end of the war, and he said that when Doss was throwing those soldiers over on or, you know, taking them with a rope and throwing them off of Hacksaw Ridge. This Japanese soldier said, three times I had him in my sights. When I went to fire, my gun jammed. All three times. Somebody was looking out for him, too.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting some help, some angelic help.
But and, you wonder, you know, there was a guy that had Hitler in his face in World War One. He just sort of dropped his rifle and told him to go home.
Wow. Men of destiny.
I mean, that was documented.
Men of destiny, either good or bad, men of destiny.
Mm-hmm.
There are some Egyptian soldiers that that fought in the Six-Day War, you know, back in 1967. There was like maybe 25 or 30 Israelis. They had them in kind of like in a box canyon. They had surrounded them, and they had tanks, armored cars, you know, with machine gun mounts mm-hmm. on them, and about to wipe them out right there. It was going to be a massacre right there, and. They said just up on the hill behind the little box canyon they was in, the Egyptian soldier, if he's still living today, he'll probably testify, because I actually heard him testify, you know, this. And he can't tell the story without crying.
What happened?
He said that up above these, right behind the Israeli soldiers,
mm-hmm.
he said that there were some shining giant humanoids that were behind them, and they were rolled along the whole hill.
Wow.
So it was an army behind them. And what they did was they got out of their tanks and got down on the ground and laid prostrate right in front of them, and the Israeli soldiers. Yeah.
Wow. I hadn't heard that.
That's a true story.
Wow.
On the 9/11 side, I've been looking at a bunch of 9/11 stuff, which I probably shouldn't be. But
it'll just make you mad.
Have you ever seen you probably never watched the X-Files, but they had a group of three guys that were called the Lone Gunmen.
Mm-mm. No, I don't ever watch that.
They had a spinoff of their own show, and their first show for the Lone Gunmen was, he was on a plane, this was 6 months before 9/11, and the plane was taken over by some guy on the computer. They was fixing to fly it into the World Trade Center.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and his computer buddy, you know, finally hacked into it where they could pull out just in time. But,
oh, wow.
But
that's exactly, you know, what I believe happened.
And it's stuff like on Terminator, you know, the first Terminator, when they're chasing them. Well, it might have been Terminator 2, where he was chasing them down those places in California, you know, like where the water runs off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. That's the first
and up there, right above one of them, where he crashed into it, where he, in the transfer truck, it had above it had 9/11.
Oh, that is the second one. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's so many references. There's a picture out there of Kurt Cobain with a shirt on that says 9/11. It shows a plane going into the Twin Towers, and this was like in the year 97, 98, something like that.
Yeah.
What are y'all talking about? The Simpsons predicted that.
I know. Well, they all did.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it but us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They even knew.
It makes you wonder about the time travel stuff, doesn't it?
Every day something happens that makes me think they knew this was either supposed to happen, so they facilitated it, or they're going back and changing things to make it follow a particular timeline.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just weird stuff that happens. To me personally, it makes me wonder what's going on. So,
yeah,
on a larger scale, I can only imagine.
Because our timeline can be manipulated.
Evidently.
You know,
people don't believe it, but it can. The reality that we live in is
in flux.
It's pliable. And I've been told that we're living in at least 10 to 15 different realities at one time. That's why things are so crazy. Because it's starting up. They're overlapping.
Something weird's going on.
Yeah.
I guess I'll
if you watch the Back to the Future, you see where what happened to him with just interfering with his daddy on there. You know how it changed the whole future. You know,
that makes sense.
And, he was going
up. And that makes perfect sense. Well, Barry, I'm up on my bottom of the hour break. So let me.
All right.
You're welcome to call back, or if you want to hold on, it's up to you.
I might call back.
Yeah, call us back. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
See you.
All right, bye.
All right, guys, 5 minutes, agonizingly short and long at the same time. It's a paradox. We'll be back.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that first exit. That's the Louisville Street exit. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. While it's to the end of the road, you'll find the Capital Oyster Bar sitting on the river. You'll also pass our new RV park sitting down here where we've got full hookups. You can get down here, spend a weekend or a week with us, and enjoy some good food and some good fun on the river. I tell you, we're going to be closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. We'll open back up Friday at a regular 11 o'clock time and be open all weekend for good entertainment and good time on the river. So come down here hungry. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and shows what music we got coming up. We got some killer shows coming up in January, January the 12th and the 19th. Two back-to-back killer shows. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com, Facebook page. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. That much colder air continues to filter into the area. It won't be around long. Tonight will be kind of breezy, especially early on, mostly clear. The winds die down later tonight. Overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 31. Tomorrow, a great day. Sunshine, nice, high in the upper 50s. I think we'll be in the mid-60s on Monday. We're still dry. And then scattered showers return on Tuesday, a little warmer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. You know, YouTube, Google actually, refuses to allow my laptop access to my own YouTube channel. This was after going through the restore password protocol that my PC crash required I go through, so I'm sitting on several pre-made videos ready to post, but I'm unable to do so. So I guess it's just as well. You know, I spent time and went through a range of emotions associated with all the images I compiled to create the last one I did, which was I put on Clearing the Air about my fight with Morgellons, only to have less than 60 people even view it. So it has become apparent to me that y'all don't care about the topic of Morgellons, whereas I have to care about it because it's what's going on with me, and most especially I know that everyone is infected with it. So I should be the proverbial canary in the coal mine, but it seems the miners are too busy with their own personal agendas to pay any attention. So I get tired of asking, I get tired of pleading and begging for you to do the spit test, so I'm not going to do that again. I've tried to tell you, I've tried to warn you, as I was instructed to do, yet you persist in wanting to remain willfully ignorant about what's infecting you. You know, something I learned, and it's been a very painful lesson for me to learn this, is that you cannot make someone want to do something. You just can't. If you're out there and you got a kid that's having issues with drugs and you think you send them to rehab and it's going to fix them, let me tell you something. Until they're ready to be fixed, it doesn't matter. You can send them to rehab 518 times. It won't work. And that's the thing. You can't make someone want to do something. You just can't. You just cannot make someone do something. It's unreal. I'm reminded of one of those kid moments that Lynn and I observed when we were both allowed to be part of Tanya's children's lives. Now, Tanya is the pseudo-daughter, really the niece that Lynn pretty much raised. And, I mean, we took her to college. I walked her down the aisle when she got married, but she won't have anything to do with me now. But Noah, the son, was maybe 6 or 7, and Lindsay was like, the daughter was like 2 years younger. They had gotten into a typical, you know, kids row over something trivial, so their mother, the aforementioned Tanya, intervened, instructing Lindsay to apologize to Noah. Well, after she had complied, Noah looked at her and said, "She didn't mean it." And Tanya said, "I cannot make her mean it." "No, you can't. At least not yet, as far as we know." Oh, well, moving on. I mentioned earlier I'm trying to build a leaf vacuum for my mom to use at her house because there's a gazillion trees with several gazillion leaves, and they're literally everywhere, and they're a major pain to collect and destroy. So I'm trying to build something that will allow her to still use her portable vacuum mulcher, but instead of filling up that little small canvas bag that's zippered to it, it'll be sucked into a drum mounted on the back of her Kawasaki mule. Well, in order to get the blower to work, it runs on 120-volt AC, I needed a converter. Well, it just so happens that through the years, I've run across good deals. Every time I run across a good deal on an AC-DC converter, I buy them. I've got them stored in one of these really heavy-duty plastic tubs that's lockable. And I have the only key. It's in my area at the shop. I have it hid. At least I thought I had the only key. And you can cue that creepy music because when I grabbed the key from its hiding spot where it's been for years and I went to get one of my 1,000-watt inverters, the key wouldn't fit. I had to take a Sawzall and cut the lock off. So we were talking about timelines. I don't understand how the key that I know fits that lock suddenly doesn't fit that lock. Thankfully, all my inverters were still there, but how does it happen that the one key I have, the one I've kept hidden, the one I knew would fit, knew that would unlock that lock, how does it suddenly not work? You know, it's just more high strangeness. And this little things like that keep happening. And it really makes you wonder what's going on. And maybe that is the answer. Maybe the timelines are converging. I don't know. But there is something weird. And it's not just me. It can't be. Something weird is going on. And I can't really wrap my mind around the whole timeline thing. But they say, according to the physicists, that every time you make a decision, if you had made the other decision, that's a different timeline. So there's literally trillions of different potential timelines out there. So I don't know how all that works. That's a God thing. I don't understand it. Probably best that I don't understand it. But something's going on that's not normal. I'll leave it at that. Gentlemen, any comments on that?
You know, I experienced that too. And it seemed like the older you get, the more you notice it.
Is that what it is? And, it's not that it happens to you more, but you notice it more.
Yeah, you actually notice it more because I notice it with random objects, or it could be a lid, it could be a lid on a top, on a on a jar, it could be a nail, or a coin, or a piece of paper.
True.
You know for yourself that you put the piece of paper far enough on that flat surface for it to stay there.
Uh-huh.
The wind's not blowing. Nothing is. Nothing's blowing. Did the
poof?
Did my hand create an eddy when I pulled it back to make it move or to disappear? Did it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. And I just put it there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's happening to everybody. It's happening to my mom. She had, I think, batteries to one of her portable devices, and she knew, she's very analytical about where she puts things. She knew exactly where they were, and suddenly they're not there. She looks everywhere, can't find them, and an hour later she goes back to where she originally looked, and there they are. I mean, how does this stuff happen?
You know, the only answer I can come up with is that, I don't know. Maybe...
blinked out of existence.
Maybe the reality is it phases, you know, that's... Yeah. You know, in some places at some point in time, and it just so happens, you know, it's a random. It always happens, random stuff, doesn't it?
Uh huh. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
It is strange, and it's increasing. Well, you talk about weird. The government of Ireland is planning to ban cars, internal combustion engine cars, by 2030. Imagine that, 2030. Where have we heard that date before? Let me think. Oh, Agenda 2030. Claiming it's part of a strategy to protect the environment. Politicians aim to ensure one-third of the vehicles on the road will be electric within a decade. The government's climate action plan aims to reduce emissions and be carbon neutral by 2050. The switch to electric vehicles, as Postman has taught us, is all about control. Now, an upscale modern internal combustion engine automobile, you can control one remotely. See the Automotive Death of Truth through Michael Hastings if you want to learn more about that. But the thing is, all electric vehicles can be totally controlled remotely.
Yes.
That's got to be what this is about.
Yeah, a lot better than an internal combustion engine.
Because if the you older notice, ones that don't have computers,
right,
they're immune to it.
They are. Now, the only thing that'll work with them is EMP. That's the only thing. If somebody were to take a shoot an EMP.
Mm-hmm. Shut them down.
Yeah, it'll shut them down. But the thing is...
It'll do electric ones, too.
Yeah, it'll do an electric car, too. But the thing is, with an electric vehicle, gosh, I mean, all you got to do is send a signal to that. I mean, wireless signal. And with most of the cars now these days, you can send a wireless signal to them, and it'll shut them off.
Yep. If your car has one of those buttons, OnStar, or mine has, I forget what Mercedes is called, but I have a little red button. I've accidentally hit it before trying to open my sunroof, and a voice will come across, "Yes, can we help you, Mr. Adams?" I hit it by accident. Okay, sorry. If your car has one of those, then your car is talking remotely, wirelessly, to someone else. And if they can do that, that signal can be hacked, that signal can be controlled, and they can get into your car and do all kind of stuff. Think about that. A new law is taking place in 2020, making it illegal for public schools to suspend students in first through the fifth grade who are unruly or who defy teachers or administrators. The following year, this law will extend to students from the 6th through the 8th grade. Suspensions were made illegal after supporters claimed that disciplinary action targeted students of color. This accomplishes two things for the deep state. Number one, it keeps a wedge between the races because a populace divided is a populace that can be manipulated, while a united populace is one that realizes it can take its control back. They cannot allow that to happen. Number two, this further reduces the number of college graduates that want to be educators, putting American children even further behind the rest of the world. Let's see. I don't really want to talk about. Oh, well, I need to talk about this. The ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council, a nonprofit organization made up of, quote, conservative state legislators and corporate private sector partners, is planning and writing legislation that's beneficial to the member corporations. About 1,000 bills based on ALEC language are introduced each year, with about 20% of them being passed. Many of the members are big pharma companies. ALEC is a driving force behind the current drive for mandatory vaccine bills, which are a source of enormous profits for drug manufacturers. As I have said on this show, if they try to pass mandatory vaccines, that's where I'm drawing the line, and this is where I'm making my stand. All right, we got to hit a break. 3 minutes. We'll be back in three agonizingly long minutes.
Angels for the Elderly is a specialty and memory care community in the heart of Montgomery. We have a knowledgeable team with many years of experience dedicated to serving those battling Alzheimer's disease or other memory-related diseases. Angels for the Elderly is a faith-inspired community that also provides one-of-a-kind programs centered around our residents and their individual personalities.
Hey, this is Lori. Angels for the Elderly, there's so much compassion there. They do special things like they celebrated my parents' 62nd wedding anniversary the
whole house celebrated with them. My brother and I are just relieved to know that people are loving on them and taking care of them. The compassion is phenomenal, and I can't say enough good things about Angels for the Elderly.
You can find out more about Angels for the Elderly and our home-like environments at angelsfortheelderly.com, find us on Facebook, or by calling 334-270-8050 to schedule your tour today. Angels for the Elderly. Compassion is at the heart of our care.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been down here, we're easy to get to right off of I-65. Take that first exit. That's the Louisville Street exit. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow it to the end of the road. You'll find the Capitol Oyster Bar sitting on the river. You'll also pass our new RV park sitting down here where we got full hookups. You can get down here, spend a weekend or a week with us, and enjoy some good food and some good fun on the river. I tell you, we're going to be closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week. We'll open back up Friday at a regular 11 o'clock time and be open all weekend for good entertainment and good time on the river. So come down here hungry. Check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. We got a menu and shows what music we got coming up. We got some killer shows coming up in January, January the 12th and the 19th. Two back-to-back killer shows. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com, Facebook page. Get down here soon. Come hungry. We're looking for you.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, and we immediately have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Are y'all going until 10 o'clock tonight?
No, we're going until 10.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, while central banks have been injecting $100 billion into the economy every month in electronic money to prop up sagging markets, a similar amount in physical currency, mostly $100 bills, because I think that's as big as they make these days, is disappearing from circulation. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says that negative interest rates in other countries are causing people to hold American dollars as an investment. So-called negative interest rates is a deceptive way of describing a process whereby failing banks cover their losses by simply taking money from their depositors' accounts. That's why people of wealth are taking their money out of the banks, where they cannot be stolen in this fashion. Now, Zero Hedge says that the top 0.001%, what is that, thousands of a percent,
right,
are cashing out and hoarding their dollars in secret vaults as central banks do everything in their power to replace physical currency with credit and debit card accounts that can be accessed by banks without permission of the depositors. That's scary, folks. Matt Bevin, the former governor of Kentucky, issued more than 650 pardons and commuted the prison sentences before leaving office, prompting critics to call for a federal investigation. Now, he pardoned men convicted of murder, homicide, and child rape. Brian Baker was pardoned, and records show that his brother held a fundraiser event for the former governor. What are the chances? You mean he's paying back? Surely that doesn't happen in politics. Kentucky's constitution, rather, grants broad discretion for the governor to pardon, and he likely will not be prosecuted for the controversial pardons. Of course he won't. However, the state could prosecute donors if a pay-for-play pardon scheme is discovered. That's never going to happen. Never going to happen. Okay, an American contractor was killed, which led the Trump administration to launch airstrikes on Sunday, attacking facilities in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. blamed Iran, although there was no evidence given, and Iran has denied involvement. The Iraqi government condemned what they called a U.S. violation of their sovereignty. and the U.S. attacked Iraqi defense forces. Ron Paul said that profiteering by the military-industrial complex is the motivation for these confrontational wars. Isn't it always? Money is a war is a huge moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Money,
there you go.
Don't you love it?
Not really. How about you?
Not the love of money.
Not
having money's not nothing wrong with it.
The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
That's correct. Hey, you know, it's so funny. Let's talk about a little politics, okay?
Let's.
I remember a 150-pound weakling drew a red line in Syria and Putin crossing it a couple of days later. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. And did you ever seen the movie 13 Hours?
I have not.
You need to see it. I tell you, you won't have a dry eye when you see those SEALs look at their children and their wives' pictures after they let all the CIA operatives out.
Yeah.
They're in Benghazi.
So they covered the retreat of the CIA folks.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Knowing that they were going to die.
Yeah.
And how the left is even talking about it. I mean, I do remember last time I looked, our ambassador was burned and he was still alive and he died from choking because they dragged him through the streets.
You are correct.
Okay. So, I don't understand. I'm so proud of Mr. Trump for what he's done.
Me too.
I mean, and for the left to say, oh, we killed this guy. Well, he's a freaking terrorist. And you know what? It's always the people who haven't put on a piece of military clothing or a pair of boots and walked in my boots that always bitch and complain and whine.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's funny. And you were talking about money. Here's something about money. I've been been in over 30 different countries when I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Beijing, China to, I even went through Checkpoint Charlie when the wall was up in East Berlin.
Wow.
And I've been all around. I've been to, you know, Djibouti, Africa, been to Panama. I've been so many dang countries, it's unbelievable. And even some countries where we're not too welcome, like, for example, Spain, who's a socialist country.
Yeah.
But one thing is interesting. Wherever I went, that American dollar meant something.
They love it.
Is that amazing? It's simply amazing. You hate me, but you'll give me it'll buy me goods, it'll buy me food,
services.
It'll buy me clothing, and it'll put a roof over my head. But you hate me, but you sure love that In God We Trust American dollar.
You better believe it.
Is that amazing? You may not always get the great exchange rate, but let me tell you something, you are never going to starve.
You got that right. They will never turn down American dollars.
No. I mean, some countries you go to and you get a worse. And it was when I was in Iraq, I realized, you know, these guys, some of these soldiers are buying these dinars and everything. That's a load of bull, a waste of money.
I agree.
Here's the funny thing about it is, I watched, when we went through the streets of Baghdad, I had kids run up with six-pack of cold bottled Corona beers during a Ramadan, even.
Wow. Wow.
And everything I wanted to. It's called the black market.
Yeah.
And they would not take their own money. Everybody uses the American dollar as the currency of the world. Whether they can talk their rubles and their pounds and their, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Whether they hate us or like us, but they sure love our money.
Funny how that works.
The hypocrisy is unbelievable.
Oh, I agree. Worldwide.
You hate us. But if you hate us so bad, and even some of these radical Muslims, you know, because in the back of our currency, doesn't say In God We Trust?
It does.
It doesn't say a certain other individual that the Muslims worship.
It doesn't say anything about Muhammad, Allah, or anybody.
Yeah, so they don't. How is it, if they find it so offensive, why is it they can take that money?
Hypocrisy, baby. You're right.
It's just, and I sit there and watch it. And they talk through their backside.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's up, my dad used to tell me, never BS a BSer.
Yeah, my dad told me that, too.
He didn't use
those exact words, but yeah, he told me that.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep it nice for the radio.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it down.
The exact same.
I look forward to watching me some Hannity tonight.
Cool.
I'm going to watch me some Laura Ingraham. You know, I can't believe how the actors and actresses in Hollywood and everything, they're all for this left-wing liberal terrorist that died.
Yep. Yeah.
Whose president got, who was the president when he killed Baghdadi? Who was the president?
Baghdadi? That was you talking about Bush?
That was Bush. Okay, and who killed the other one that in the cave with a bunker buster? The one that we've been chasing all our lives for?
Bush, wasn't it?
No.
That was
Obama.
Oh, was it Obama?
Obama. That's
Obama.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Where were the liberals then crying when this guy got killed?
Oh, they wouldn't dare say anything against Obama.
That's exactly right. Same thing, two heads of terrorist states and militaries, and we get, we're going to start a war. You know, this is stuff that prevents wars. What did Reagan say? Peace through what?
Fire or strength.
Through strength, exactly. And I want to thank Mr. Trump, being a retiree and all the active duty people out there, we got a great 3.1% pay raise approved.
Oh, wow, great. Congratulations.
The largest in a decade, 10 years. Thank you, Mr. Obama, who disrespected the military.
Oh, big time.
And here's a man, and, you know, everybody says, you know, all these people say, well, Trump's not, he's not godly, he's not a Christian, da-da-da. Man, really? Last time I looked at the capital of Israel was Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Who was at the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu?
Netanyahu, yep.
They wouldn't even allow, Obama would not even allow him in the White House.
Exactly.
Really? Who's the only standing president that's ever gone to the National Prayer Breakfast?
That would be
every year.
President Trump.
President Trump and his wife.
Yep, Melania.
Exactly. So I don't know what they're saying. Oh, he's not, you know, he's got a past. We all got past. We all got skeletons. But it's what we do now with our lives.
Well said. Well said.
You know, I just don't understand it. I mean, and I can't wait till he wins and I think we're going to overturn Roe.
I hope so. I pray so.
What happened to in Alabama? I saw some clip today. Did all the congressmen and women are standing up to have a vote against Roe?
Probably.
I'll tell you.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people. You know, I hope that we get a moral compass and get it straight.
We better.
I'm tired of 5 and 10% of the populace trying to dictate what I can do, what I can say, what I can eat, where I can live, what I can wear.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
It ain't gonna happen.
I hear you.
And I tell people all the time. I tell my friends. I have gay friends, and I tell them all the time. He said, "Well, God loves homosexuals." I was like, "Well, you know what? Last time I read the Bible, and I didn't write it, so you can talk to the author himself, God, who wrote it's His word."
Uh-huh.
Didn't say in the Bible that God loves the sinner but not the sin?
Yes. That's exactly right.
Yep, He loves His creation.
That's right.
Exactly.
But
He loves His children.
He did not create homosexuality.
Right, He created...
I mean, what happened when Moses came down in Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened? He wasn't too happy.
No.
Nope.
What happened to Noah when he had to flood the earth?
God wasn't
too happy.
No. Did what He had to do.
Exactly. And that's why he's trying to, I mean, you think you'd get it, his people would get it right after two times.
You would think.
I mean, what's God going to do next?
He's going to wipe out this planet's what he's going
to
do.
And why don't we have an investigation as to why Mr. Clinton has been 66 times on the planet of underage children sex